From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Anna Grunewald is reporting for Politico that on November 22nd, Governor Kathy Hochul signed a partial cryptocurrency mining ban. The bill is the first in the nation temporary pause on new permits for fossil fuel power plants that house proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining. Hochul said, and I quote, "I'm signing this legislation into law to build on New York's nation-leading Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, the most aggressive climate and clean energy law in the nation, while also continuing our steadfast efforts to support economic development and job creation in upstate New York," end quote. The bill also includes a study by the State Department of Environmental Conservation of the impacts of the cryptocurrency mining industry on the environment. The Super PAC, funded by Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of recently failing cryptocurrency exchange FTX, spent up to $1 million on Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado's primary election campaign, the New York Post reported. At least one business group denounced Hochul's bill signing. The group said in a statement, and I quote, "The Business Council does not believe the legislature should seek to categorically limit the growth and expansion of any business or sector in New York. We plan to further engage and help educate them regarding this industry and the benefits it provides to the local, regional, and state economy," end quote. Environmental groups, on the other hand, cheered the signing. Liz Moran of the group Earth Justice said, and I quote, "This first-in-the-nation law should set the standard for every other state where crypto miners are coming in, extracting resources and wreaking havoc," end quote. Read the full story at Politico. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Amtrak won't say when exactly its service up the Hudson Valley to Montreal will resume. That has Representative Elise Stefanik upset. Stefanik, a Republican, wrote a letter to the corporation November 22nd, and I quote, "Families throughout upstate New York and the North Country seeking to utilize passenger rail services deserve certainty on when service will resume, especially before tourist season begins, not continued ambiguity," end quote. Amtrak spokesperson Jason C. Abrams said in a statement, and I quote, "We're actively engaged with our congressional delegations regarding the return of the Adirondack service and continue to work with the appropriate host railroads operation agreements," end quote. Amtrak restarted the Maple Leaf service to Toronto in June and the Cascade service to Vancouver, British Columbia in September. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District from Rensselaer County to the Canadian border. She voted against the federal infrastructure bill that included additional resources for future Amtrak improvements. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Columbia County had the lowest unemployment in the Hudson Valley in October at just 1.9%. That was down from 2.9% a year ago and 2.4% in September. Greene County, by contrast, was at 2.5% in October, down from 3.1% the month before and 3.7% in October 2021. Dutchess and Ulster counties, meanwhile, were both at 2.2% unemployed in October. Statewide in October, the rate of joblessness was 3.4%, down from 4.3% in October 2021. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy and safe holiday.